Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday at 11 a.m. We are excited to have you with us today. What a great Saturday it is. It's like another great weekend. And to enjoy some outdoors, to enjoy some of the things reopening around the area safely, of course, still recognizing the pandemic is right with us. But man, the weather, a lot of things helping out to make us feel a little bit more free and a little bit more normal this time of year, which is fantastic. We have to thank our sponsors again for this program. Evolution Financial, Sue Peck, one of the best. And then, of course, Madison Water Utility. Again, they have that toilet rebate program. We're going to talk about water conservation efforts with the utility coming up later in the show. But we kick off today with Chris Hansen of Aptus LLC. Chris, good morning to you, and thanks for being on Let's Get Local.
Well, good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
So, Chris, tell everybody about your business, Aptus LLC.
So, not a problem. Aptus was created to help people with their home automation. We're also looking to help folks that are aging in place so we can have them start to or continue to communicate with their family members after this epidemic. Mostly what we're doing is working with builders to try and get smart home applications into homes, show how affordable it is, and show how efficient it can be.
Chris, you mentioned a lot of really important things right there, and I'm going to go back to people aging in their homes. Now, technology sometimes is a little scary for people that haven't been used to it or didn't grow up with it, like my kids and other people right now. But tell people about how much of a benefit some of this current technology can have for people that are aging in their homes and to make it easier just to stay there.
Yeah, absolutely. What we're looking at utilizing motion sensors and touch sensors, really, so that the people that are aging in place will know where they're going to be and will know what they're doing. Gone are the days where, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. And so now we can actually monitor these individuals at their locations and make sure that they're okay. And, you know, not more importantly, but just the ability to be able to communicate face to face on a screen with family members over this last year and a half could have been of a big benefit to them. So I'm really looking forward to trying and setting something like that up in the future for those folks.
You can find a bunch more about Chris and Aptus at aptuswi.com. Chris, so you mentioned with builders, working with a lot of builders too. What are some of the current things people are putting in new homes in terms of the way of smart technology?
Well, it originally kind of started from the novelty of a Ring doorbell, which we're kind of in phase one here in the Midwest. The East and the West Coast are definitely leading the charges. But what I'm trying to do is go in and put in custom security systems, different sensors with shade control. So if a light comes in or sunlight comes in and it hits a lux sensor and the lux sensor says it's a little too much light, it'll actually open up your shades automatically for you. I love routines where people can drive into their garage. When they open up their garage door, their lights automatically come on. Maybe during the winter, their fireplace automatically kicks in or their thermostat turns up to a comfortable 74 degrees. It's all about the devices and what they do afterwards. Motion sets something in place, and then something afterwards creates more efficiency for your house.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know there's so much to it. So let's talk a little bit about security. What specific security items are really important and really helpful to homeowners and businesses right now?
Yeah, I'd say primarily security cameras are number one. And, you know, no longer do we need to have a monitoring service because of this wonderful World Wide Web. We can real time monitor our own home, and you don't have a need to pay a service on a monthly basis to take a call to 911 for you. So that's really where it starts. I push real hard to have a camera at the front and at least, you know, two or three cameras around the house, but then also have garage security so that you know when your garage is open and closed, schedule it to open and close, and automatically anywhere you're at, close your garage door in case it has an open alert.
So one thing that was very popular for quite a while was people putting in, you know, speaker systems, home theater systems, that type of stuff. How does that work now?
It's just amazing. What I try and do and what the company tries to do is partition entertainment onto the Wi-Fi. And then we put smart home automation onto it's called a Z-Wave platform, but it's actually just radio waves. And that way, if the power ever goes out, your entertainment's gone, but your home automation isn't gone. But if you separate Wi-Fi and Z-Wave or your home automation, your entertainment, you will always have your entertainment available for you.
Oh, that's fantastic. I didn't know the latest and the greatest on that, so we're getting all caught up with you. Thanks for that, Chris. So we're talking with Chris Hansen, owner of Aptus LLC. Again, the website, aptuswi.com. Chris, tell us a little more about some of the customers, business customers, that you're trying to work with as well. Because I know you obviously probably do a lot with homeowners, but what do you do for local businesses?
Yeah, so we have some companies that have workout space, and so they didn't really want their thermostat to read the temperature that was in the lobby where the actual thermostat was. So we put a sensor in the workout facility. And in the summer, when it used to be 100 degrees, now it's down to like 70. So smart sensors, smart temperatures are one way that we're helping commercial buildings. We do TV mounts and audio visual, as you mentioned. So in restaurants, we put up TVs and we help them control their entertainment networking or their visual networking. We're also looking to get, you know, kind of a pad like this that can be like a home control. You can flip up this little mount. It can hang from a wall. And this would be where people would be able to control their office environment even. So really taking smart home automation and bringing it to the office. And I think the biggest impact is going to be AI, artificial intelligence, and voice recognition. I think pretty soon you're going to see everyone have an assistant, and it's going to be not breathing, but it's going to be electrical and technological.
Wow, that's incredible to think about how far the technology has come and the things we're working with right now, but also where it can go. I did want to ask you specifically now, because some people will think about, okay, look at all this technology we're adding. Isn't that adding more power usage, more electrical usage? So the people that are concerned about that, how are these measures and these basically all the things that smart technology can do for us, it's actually helping us save more energy than it's adding the energy burden, isn't it?
Precisely. We actually have measurements that we can put onto your breaker box to see what energy is going where. And most smart features actually even measure it themselves. Z-Wave specifically is phenomenal because radio waves really only use about a tenth of the power of a Wi-Fi. So if I can get all my clients onto Z-Wave, we don't have to worry about energy conservation because we're already doing it.
That's fantastic, because I know there's a lot of people, obviously, especially thinking a lot about energy right now. How can they conserve? What are some of the ways that smart technology can also save you time in your day? I know as a homeowner, a lot of us have such busy lives, especially with everything that's gone on in the last year. We've taken on new roles, some of us part-time teaching assistants, some of us doing other things in our lives that we didn't do before. But this smart technology can help relieve some burdens off of some of those everyday things that maybe are hard to keep up with.
Absolutely. It's pretty incredible. One example that I typically use is when people so they don't have to turn on lights and whatnot. Everyone's familiar with, hey, Google, good night, or hey, Google, good morning, or good morning, Alexa. So routines are something that when an action leads to an event, or an event leads to an action, I should say. And when you say good night, Google, automatically all the lights turn off. Maybe your temperature goes down. So there's energy efficiency in just talking to AI, but also scheduling the AI and have it automatically occur. If a light goes on 30 seconds after its use, motion will tell the light to go off because there's no motion. So it's those kind of little efficiencies that ultimately are going to be an advocate for energy conservation.
What about everyday things like, oh, I forgot to turn my thermostat down, or oh, I left the house and left this on. What does smart technology allow us to do to rectify those things after we maybe left the house and gone to work?
Well, worst case scenario, you can use your smartphone to call your house and ask anyone to turn those items off. Best case scenario, what we do is we just have you dial into your phone, use an app. Our job is to get you down to one ecosystem where you're using one app to control your entire home. And upon using that app, you can shut down, change settings, do what you like with your home.
That's just amazing thinking about all this. We're talking with Chris Hansen, the owner of Aptus LLC. Chris, what's your service area with your business? Now, tell people about how far you reach out when doing these type of projects for homeowners and for businesses.
Currently, we're licensed and bonded in Wisconsin. So we're currently doing work in all of Wisconsin. We have in the business plans to expand, and that was halted a little bit by the epidemic. So we're looking to grow. We're looking to get in with builders and contractors and try and make our way into the Midwest regional area.
So we know doing things on a new build is obviously much simpler to set up a bunch of technology and run wires and do everything that needs to be done. How do these projects work in a retrofit environment, so on an existing home or building?
It's amazing the devices that they have out now to retrofit. It used to be that you'd have to change out a whole switch, like a light switch, from a regular standard to a Wi-Fi or a Z-Wave switch. Now they have these little tiny processors that you put in after the fact, and you just add them onto the standard. If you want Wi-Fi cameras, it's very easy to have us install the cameras. But if you want wired cameras, which is typically the recommendation, that's typically the hardest part, is fishing the wires. But I do work in combination with a lot of electricians to make sure that we run the wires where they need to go in a finished home.
That's fantastic. I mean, just thinking about all of the advantages to the technology. I know it's a little scary to take on new things sometimes, but once you're introduced to how easy, well, that's one last thing before we head out. How easy is it for people to pick this up, figure out what to do and how to function with the smart technology?
Thanks very much for asking. That's one of the reasons that we fired up this company. We believe that we left those baby boomers right in the dust and they just don't have any education. So we are a white glove service and we stick with our clients through and through. We'll handle their questions afterwards. We have subscription services in which we actually take on the administration of their home. And so really there's no assistance needed because we are constantly providing that assistance. But we do pride ourselves in our education and our follow-up because there are a lot of devices to learn. So it's about narrowing it down to what they want and then training them sufficiently so that they utilize and then hopefully look for more devices to add onto their home.
Fantastic. Chris Hansen over at Aptus LLC. Again, Aptus, APTUSWI.com. Chris, take care, and thanks for being on Let's Get Local today.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.